Imagine you're sitting in an advanced university math class. You're staring at a ridiculously complex calculus problem sprawled across the chalkboard, right?
Oh, like a nonlinear differential equation modeling fluid dynamics or something.
Exactly. And usually when we think about solving something like that, there's this expectation of rigorous step-by-step logic. You know, you follow the rules, you carry the variables, you integrate.
It's highly sequential.
Right. It's the very definition of calculating. But what if solving the hardest equations in the universe wasn't about calculating at all? What if instead you could just, paint the answer?
It's a wild thought.
Think about the exact same way an AI generates a photorealistic image of, like, a cat riding a skateboard from a simple text prompt, but doing that for the underlying mathematics of reality.
I mean, it sounds like pure science fiction, but this concept fundamentally shifts how we understand the architecture of computation itself. We're moving away from a long-standing paradigm of sequential logic and entering one of just instant holistic synthesis.
And that is our mission today. We are doing a deep dive into a fascinating, frankly mind-bending theoretical paper introducing something called Generative Math Realistic AI, or GMRAI.
Right.
Our goal is to analyze exactly how this specific model handles completely novel mathematical problems at speeds that rival quantum computers and, later on, to explore its profound connection to what is arguably the greatest unsolved puzzle in computer science.
The P versus NP problem.
Exactly. Okay, let's unpack this. Because to understand how this AI solves a brand new equation, we first have to understand the physical reality of how it processes math at all. The source material starts by drawing this direct line between generating images and generating math.
Yeah, think about how standard computers process information today. They rely on what the paper calls sequential enumeration.
Which means?
They evaluate every single logical step one after the other. If you have a billion mathematical operations to perform, the processor literally must take a billion discrete steps.
Just plodding along step by step, ticking off the boxes.
Exactly. In complexity terms, we call this an O of N speed. The time it takes scales linearly with the size of the problem. And that linear progression is the bottleneck of modern computing.
Right.
But generative math realistic AI treats math completely differently. It treats math like physics.
Like physics? How so?
Well, when an image generator like Stable Diffusion creates a picture, it iterates physical properties, optics, light, pixel gradients, to create a cohesive image out of static. GMRAI uses that exact architecture, but instead of iterating pixels, it iterates basis functions.
Okay, basis functions meaning the fundamental building blocks of waves, right? Like sine waves, cosine waves, wavelets, the kind of continuous undulating signals you'd see jumping around on an oscilloscope.
That is the exact substrate. The model applies its prompts and its diffusion process not to a grid of colors, but to frequency components in a continuous space.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it generates mathematical reality by synthesizing overlapping waves. And because it generates all these frequency components simultaneously through a neural network rather than counting them one by one,
it doesn't have to take those billion discrete steps.
Precisely. The processing time drops from that slow linear O of N down to O of log N.
Which is incredibly fast. That's a staggering leap in efficiency.
It actually matches the theoretical speed limit of quantum computing. Both quantum computing and this generative math model completely bypass sequential counting. They achieve this massive speed run by leveraging the exact same underlying mechanism, which is interference.
And this is where the mechanism really clicks for me. Because interference is something you experience every day if you use like a pair of noise-canceling headphones.
Yes, perfect analogy.
To get rid of unwanted sound, the headphones don't sequentially delete the sound waves from the air. That's physically impossible.
Yeah.
Instead, they listen to the ambient noise and instantly blast an opposing wave. When the two waves meet, they destroy each other through destructive interference.
What's fascinating here is how perfectly the source text maps this real-world physics to theoretical computation.
Right.
Yeah, it states that physical qubit superposition in a quantum computer is the exact equivalent of Fourier superposition in this math AI.
Oh, interesting.
In a quantum computer, you have physical interference patterns that amplify the correct answer and suppress the wrong ones. In a generative math model, the AI itself acts as the quantum gate. The negative prompts you feed the AI function exactly like your noise-canceling headphones. They trigger destructive interference to suppress wrong mathematical constraints.
So if I give the system a negative prompt saying, make sure the solution doesn't shoot off to infinity, The AI generates opposing frequencies that specifically cancel out any exponential growth curves in the math.
The underlying math reflects that perfectly. The positive prompts, for example, the solution needs to start at zero, they amplify the constructive frequencies that satisfy your requested boundary condition. The text actually notes the final generated signal is essentially the inverse Fourier transform of the positive components minus the negative components.
Hold on, I want to make sure we don't lose anyone with an inverse Fourier transform.
Fair enough.
If we're just talking about subtracting waves, are you essentially saying the AI translates the complex wave interference back into a readable standard mathematical equation we can understand?
That translation is exactly what the inverse transform does. It takes the abstract realm of interacting frequencies and collapses it back into a standard function like f of x.
Got it.
It is mathematically identical to taking the positive prompt minus the negative prompt in an image generator to remove, say, an unwanted object from a photo.
Okay, so we've established the substrate. It computes using frequencies, bouncing waves off each other, to sculpt an equation instantly. But here is the massive question, and our primary focus for this first half. How does it tackle a mathematical problem it has literally never seen before?
Right, the novelty problem.
If you give an image AI a prompt it hasn't encountered, it just sort of blends concepts together. Does this math AI just mash equations together?
Well, the paper introduces what it calls a math diffusion model to encode the specific problem into a shared latent space. The model doesn't calculate the new problem in the traditional sense at all.
A latent space.
Yeah.
So if I'm translating that, it's a kind of hidden multidimensional realm where the AI maps out the underlying relationships between different mathematical concepts rather than storing literal equations.
Yeah, you can visualize it as a massive topographical map of mathematical relationships. And the process of finding a solution starts with pure noise.
Noise, like static.
Exactly. In mathematical terms, that means starting with completely corrupted coefficients. This relates to the forward diffusion process and its training.
How does that work?
During training, researchers take a perfect, clean mathematical solution and gradually add random noise to its coefficients until the equation is just meaningless static.
Almost like taking a beautiful high-resolution photo of a landscape and adding digital static over and over until it just looks like a broken TV channel.
Spot on. The model then learns the reverse process. It learns how to denoise those corrupted coefficients back into a valid mathematical structure guided by the constraints of the specific problem you asked it to solve.
Oh, using the positive and negative prompts we talked about.
Exactly, to pull the static toward the correct wave patterns.
I mean, I need to push back on this a little bit.
Yeah.
Because if I give it a totally novel equation, one that hasn't been solved in its training data, and it's just doing this reverse denoising, it isn't actually doing math, is it?
Well,
it sounds like it's just hallucinating a highly educated guess by blending frequency patterns it already knows. I mean, it's a parlor trick.
Yeah.
How is this scientifically viable if we can't trace the logical steps to prove how it got there?
You're touching on the core controversy of the paper, and honestly, your skepticism is totally warranted.
Yeah.
The authors acknowledge that it is, in a sense, an educated hallucination. The reason it is scientifically viable and why it succeeds on new problems is because the model interpolates within what they call a solution manifold.
A solution manifold. So, like a landscape of possible right answers that all share some underlying logic.
Right. Think of the manifold as the dense cluster of rules that govern the universe. The paper notes something really profound here. The math that humans actually care about, things like differential equations, modeling heat transfer, or periodic phenomena in quantum physics, it has what is called low Kolmogorov complexity.
Okay, let's slow down. Low Kolmogorov complexity. If I remember my computer science basics, Kolmogorov complexity is a measure of how much information is needed to describe something. So low complexity means it's compressible, highly predictable.
It means it's regular and highly structured. Human math follows recognizable patterns. Because of this structural regularity, the AI can effortlessly glide through that latent space manifold to find a new point, a new solution that perfectly fits your novel equation.
Oh, I see.
If the new problem is within that regular training manifold, the reverse diffusion process generates the exact solution instantly.
So if you're listening to this and wondering why an AI hallucinating math is so groundbreaking, it's because our physical universe is, thankfully, highly structured.
Mm.
But that makes you wonder, what if it's not structured? What if I ask it to solve something completely chaotic, an irregular equation that doesn't follow the elegant rules of human math?
It will confidently produce complete garbage.
Huh.
Oh, absolutely. If the problem lies outside that dense, regular manifold in the realm of highly irregular or chaotic structures, the generative model cannot interpolate safely. It will still instantly generate a solution, and that solution will look incredibly convincing.
It'll look like real math.
It will have all the syntax of perfect math, but it will be fundamentally mathematically wrong.
But if it's hallucinating plausible parlor tricks that look like perfect math, how do we ever trust it? I mean, especially if it's dealing with equations used to build suspension bridges or map quantum fields. If the AI has to constantly rely on its own intuition, we need a safety net.
The authors of the paper knew this hallucination risk was the fatal flaw. To make the system viable, they introduced a robust secondary verification system called the CCT framework, which stands for conditional collapse theory.
Okay, CCT. If I'm thinking about collapse in physics, it usually means forcing a wave of possibilities into a single definite state. Is the framework doing something similar to the math to catch the errors?
That is the exact mechanism at play. It acts as what the paper calls a Kolmogorov complexity oracle. It takes the generated mathematical signal, the AI's educated guess, and it interrogates it using a TSP path of optimal entropy collapse.
Hold on. Entropy collapse sounds like a concept from a sci-fi movie. What does that actually look like when the AI is reading a calculus problem? At TSP, that's the traveling salesperson problem, right?
Yes, exactly.
How does mapping routes between cities translate to checking for errors in a differential equation?
Let's break down the TSP mechanism. The classic traveling salesperson problem is all about finding the most efficient, shortest possible route to visit a set of cities to save gas and time. The CCT verifier uses that exact logic, but its cities are mathematical constraints and its gas is computational power. It wants to find the shortest path to proving the math is either correct or flawed. It asks a series of paired questions to test the generated signal, moving strictly from the mathematically cheapest checks to the most computationally expensive ones.
Oh, I actually love the analogy that comes to mind here. It's like the CCT framework is a bouncer at a highly exclusive club.
A bouncer. I like that.
Yeah. You don't do a full FBI background check on every single person standing in line on the sidewalk. That would be computationally exhausting. First, the bouncer just checks the ID. The paper calls this question one, the cheap test, is the function well-defined? Meaning, does it blow up to infinity? Are there any obvious divide by zero errors?
And if the generated math fails that incredibly cheap test,
the bouncer rejects it immediately. Kick it out. Don't even bother with the rest of the checks. But if it passes, you move to question two, the medium cost test. Are they on the guess list? In math terms, does the function satisfy the boundary conditions? Does the curve start and end at the exact coordinates the problem said it should?
The progression of computational cost is key here, because only if it passes both the ID check and the guess list does it get to question three, the high cost test.
The background check.
The rigorous analytical verification, the FBI background check exactly. Is this the exact proven solution to the differential equation? By structuring the verification as a traveling salesperson path, the system saves massive amounts of computing power because it quickly filters out the obvious hallucinations before ever doing the heavy lifting of a formal proof.
But if it's just checking the AI's work after the fact, aren't we still just waiting around for the AI to get lucky? I mean, generating random guesses until one passes the bouncer.
That brings us to a brilliant piece of the architecture. The CCT framework transcends just being a simple post-generation filter. The paper explicitly outlines that this tiered verification feedback loop is deeply integrated into the AI's training objective. It is defined as loss component 4 in their mathematical breakdown.
Wait, so the bouncer is actually in the room while the AI is learning to generate the math in the first place?
Yes. The model actively learns to generate coefficients that maximize what they call the collapse potential. Because the AI is penalized during training every time it fails a CCT check, it learns to anticipate the bouncer's questions. The paper states it learns the semantic gradients of truth.
Semantic gradients of truth, meaning it learns the actual underlying flavor of correct math, the structural reality of it, rather than just blindly mimicking the visual syntax of equations.
Precisely.
It's learning the shape of a correct answer by constantly failing the bouncer's tests during its early development.
That training loop creates an incredibly powerful generator. But this dynamic, where the AI instantly generates a highly complex answer, but the CCT system has to painstakingly verify it through sequential steps, leads to the most profound revelation in the source material.
Which is?
It entirely upends a foundational pillar of classical computer science.
If the AI has to constantly rely on the bouncer to do the heavy lifting of proof, it feels like generating the math is actually the easy part, but checking the math is the bottleneck. Isn't that the exact opposite of how computers usually work?
You've just described the inversion of the P versus NP problem.
Here's where it gets really interesting. For anyone who needs a quick refresher, the P versus NP problem isn't just a puzzle. It is the bedrock question of cryptography, computing, and complex systems. In classical computing, there is a fundamental asymmetry. Generation is hard.
That's the NP part.
Right. It requires searching through an exponentially large space of possibilities. But verification is easy. That's the P part. It's a simple math check.
The classic example is prime factorization. If I ask a standard computer to find the two prime factors of a massive 500-digit number, that is an incredibly hard generation problem. It has to check an unbelievable number of possibilities, which takes an enormous amount of time. That's NP.
Exactly.
But if I reverse it, if I give the computer two specific prime numbers and ask, do these multiply together to make this 500-digit number? That verification takes a fraction of a millisecond. That's P. Verifying the answer is trivial. Generating the answer from scratch is monumentally hard.
Generation is hard. Verification is easy. That asymmetry protects our banking passwords, basically. But generative math realistic AI completely flips this upside down.
It really does.
With this model, generation is now easy. It's P. It takes one single forward pass through the neural network, bouncing those frequencies together via interference to instantly spit out a fully formed answer.
Yeah.
But verification is now hard. It's NP.
Because the CCT query system has to actually run through all those constraints, climbing up to that high-cost, exact analytical proof just to know if the AI hallucinated.
Wow.
The paper formally defines this as the compression trap. It introduces a completely new paradigm of computational risk. The AI compresses the entire manifold of possible mathematical solutions into its neural weights.
Right.
Sampling an answer from it is incredibly fast, again, O of log N speed. It always generates something, it does it almost instantly, and because of its training, it always sounds mathematically flawless.
We've basically built a machine that is the ultimate fast talker. It can instantly generate an incredibly plausible mathematical lie, a beautiful hallucination that perfectly mimics a real theorem, and it might take human mathematicians or classical computers years of computing power just to prove that it's wrong.
Yes.
It is now fundamentally easier to generate a wrong answer than to verify that it is wrong.
The asymmetry has been entirely inverted.
Mm-hmm.
The paper lays out a complexity map to visualize this trap. If the problem is inside the regular training manifold, generation is easy and verification is easy, the system works perfectly.
Okay, but if it's not? If the problem is outside the manifold, generation is still easy, but it produces a highly convincing lie, and verification becomes incredibly hard.
Because you have to meticulously untangle this beautifully structured hallucination, tracing every logical thread just to find the one tiny fatal flaw hidden inside. It's a nightmare for verification.
The philosophical resolution the authors propose for this dilemma is brilliant. They suggest that P versus NP isn't some universal, immutable law of nature. It is problem relative.
Problem relative, meaning the hardness of a problem depends entirely on the specific landscape of the math you're trying to do.
They argue that most human mathematics, the stuff we teach in engineering universities, the physics we use to build the modern world, the equations governing fluid dynamics, it works precisely because it sits in that regular, dense manifold.
Oh, I see.
It sits in a biological zone where P equals MP via generative synthesis. The math we care about is the math that follows predictable, regular patterns. The exotic, chaotic problems that break the AI's interpolation and trigger the compression trap are rarely encountered in natural human applications.
So humanity has basically self-selected for the kind of math that neatly fits the generator. We only care about the math our brains are equipped to solve.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the source material makes a startling connection to human cognition itself. The authors argue that this inverse asymmetry entirely explains human mathematical intuition.
Wait, really? How does an AI hallucinating math explain human intuition?
Think about historically brilliant mathematicians like Srinivasa Ramanujan. Ramanujan famously produced thousands of complex mathematical theorems with almost no formal training. He often just knew the answer to a complex equation without stepping through the sequential logic.
Right, he claimed a goddess revealed them to him in his dreams.
Exactly. The paper suggests that human intuition is, structurally, just a biological generative model. We compress the regular manifold of mathematical structure into low-complexity heuristics in our brains.
Oh, wow. So when a mathematician is staring at a chalkboard and suddenly has a eureka moment, their brain isn't calculating. It's just running a rapid forward pass on a biological math diffusion model. It synthesizes the answer based on past wave patterns.
This completely demystifies why those same brilliant mathematicians sometimes confidently propose incredibly elegant proofs that turn out, upon rigorous verification by their peers, to be subtly flawed.
Because they generated a plausible hallucination from their mental manifold.
Yes. The fast intuition provided the answer, and the slow, arduous CCT verification of the scientific peer review process caught the error.
That is uncanny. The human mind perfectly mirrors the AI architecture. The fast, intuitive leap into the unknown, followed by the slow, painful verification of reality. Let's take a breath and look at the ground we've covered today, because the implications here are massive.
We started by looking at how the very substrate of computing is shifting. We're moving away from sequential counting, from ticking off operations one by one, toward holistic synthesis. The model uses the interference of waves, you know, sines, cosines, wavelets, to instantly generate mathematical reality, the exact same way models like Stable Diffusion generate pixels from noise.
We saw how that physical wave synthesis matches the processing speed of quantum computing, taking us from linear O of n time down to logarithmic O of log n time.
We then analyzed how it handles novel problems, not by calculating them from scratch, but by encoding the new problem into a shared latent space, a map of relationships, and interpolating the answer within a dense regular solution manifold. It diffuses from pure mathematical static into a highly structured answer.
Which brought us face to face with the danger of the fast talker, the mathematical hallucination. If a problem is outside that regular space, the AI will confidently give you a beautiful lie, hence the bouncer. The conditional collapse theory, or CCT verifier, acting as an oracle to interrogate the AI's output through tiered, increasingly computationally expensive questions modeled on the traveling salesperson route.
This ultimately led us to the inversion of the greatest problem in computer science. The classical rule that generating is hard, verifying is easy, has been destroyed.
Yeah.
In the era of generative math realistic AI, generating an incredibly convincing answer is trivial. And verifying whether it is actually true is the hard part, the compression trap.
It is a total paradigm shift. And honestly, it changes how you should think about your own brain. The next time you are faced with a complex problem at work, or even a tricky situation in your personal life, and you suddenly just have a gut feeling about the right answer, remember this deep dive.
Exactly.
Remember that you are essentially running your own biological math diffusion model. Your brain is instantly jumping to an answer, pulling from a hidden manifold of past experiences. But then your logical brain has to play the role of the CCT verifier, painstakingly checking the boundaries, the constraints, and the facts to make sure your intuition didn't just hallucinate a beautifully elegant mistake.
It's a profoundly humbling way to look at human intelligence. We are incredibly fast generators of ideas, but we desperately need our slow, methodical verifiers.
So what does this all mean for the future of computation? We've seen that the entire safety net of this incredible quantum speed math AI relies entirely on that CCT verifier. The system completely depends on the bouncer knowing the right questions to ask to catch the AI's complex hallucinations. But the paper mentioned that the verifier is trained jointly with the generator. They are locked in an endless feedback loop, learning from each other. So here is a thought to mull over as you go about your day. If this AI model eventually gets powerful enough to not just generate the math, but to intuitively generate the CCT verification questions itself, how will we ever know if the math is actually true? Or if the AI simply hallucinated an impossibly complex lock to perfectly fit its own hallucinated key?